This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. And welcome to the fourth episode of Dawah Thursdays. In our episode today, we are going to look at a very important aspect in Dawah, and that itself is the characteristics of a du'at. The first characteristics I want to focus on is the concept of sincerity when it comes to performing Dawah. And our beloved Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, in Hadith Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, that actions are judged by intentions. Now what this means is that every act that we perform in this life will only be judged by the intention behind that action. So even every action of goodness or righteousness, if the intentions are impure, then we will not necessarily receive the reward of that action itself. And only this lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to declare and to define. Now, oftentimes it's very good to re-evaluate the intentions for specific actions. To give you guys an example of this, you guys are watching this video. I had to spend time in order to create this video. But the question is, what is my intentions in creating this video? Is it fundamentally just to teach you about Dawah? Or am I doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to glorify Him through sharing this knowledge, to be able to disperse that knowledge to others that He sees fit? Now, ultimately, we reach the same goal. I'm sharing the knowledge with you. But fundamentally, the intentions are completely different. There are two different intentions here. The one is to appease the audience, and the other one is to share this knowledge, to glorify and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to thank Him for the knowledge that He has blessed me with. Now, fundamentally, we might perceive that this has the same end result, you watching this video. But fundamentally, it isn't the same. Because if I do this to glorify Allah, He will ensure that whomever needs to watch this video is currently watching it right now. He will ensure that this knowledge is instilled within the hearts of those it is supposed to be instilled in, if this is in accordance to His law, in accordance to His decree and His will. So what does this mean for us in the field of Dawah? Fundamentally, if we go out there to invite people towards the way of Islam, if our intentions are just to go out there to get a shahada tally, to see how many people we can get to embrace Islam, then our intentions are not pure. But if we go out there because we love for others what we love for ourselves, and we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything in this life, and we go out there to share His message, to share the knowledge He has blessed us with, to glorify and worship His name in that action, then our intentions is to glorify Allah. And in that, we will share the message. In that, we will call people towards Islam if it is the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second characteristic that is very important is the concept of knowledge. Now, there's a beautiful hadith where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, declares that convey from me, even if it is one ayah. Now, in this, there are two very important points that we need to understand. The first one is that we are instructed to convey the message of Islam. Whatever knowledge we have, to go out there and to share it. The second point to understand, which is very important, is that Dawah is not based on ignorance, emotion, or unknowns. Therefore, it is very important for us to have knowledge about the things that we convey. Don't ever go out there to share something that is not truthful. And if somebody comes and they ask you a question regarding something that you do not understand, say that I do not have the answer for you right now. Give me an opportunity to research this question that you've asked me, and I will come and I will convey that message to you. The reason why it is so important to not share misinformation with an individual is that that individual might go out and they might research the question that they had asked you, and they might find the true answer to that question. And then they will taint you as a person that is not truthful. And having shared more information with that person, they might see that you are untruthful, and they might doubt everything that you've told them. And also understand that you are representative of Islam. And if you share something that is not truthful or something that you don't understand, then fundamentally you will taint the image of Islam as well in the process. Another point that is very important is our character. If we go out there, we need to be kind, we need to be gentle, we need to be soft and compassionate. And when we speak to people, we need to do it in a way that is not harsh. For instance, as it says within the Holy Quran in chapter 16, verse 125, invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them in a way that is better. When you go out there and you perform Dawah, and you get into a conversation with an individual that turns into a debate, it's very important for us to do it in a way that is best and most gracious. So if a person raises their voice, be sure that you do not raise your voice. If they have domineering body language, be sure to retract a little bit. Because fundamentally, if we do this, if we do it in a way that is soft and compassionate, that person will see it. And they will realize that you're not there to domineer or to dictate, but you're there truly just to share knowledge with them. It is very important when we perform dawah to have good manners and a polite tongue when we speak to people. And this all is enveloped within soft-heartedness. And there's a beautiful verse within the Holy Quran I would like to share with you. In chapter 3, verse 159. And it reads as follows. And by the mercy of God, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from you. And this is truly something that we find in the field. That as soon as you are harsh, and as soon as you are defensive, and as soon as you are trying to attack another person based on their faith, you're building a wall between you and that individual. And you can forget about doing dawah with that person because they will not want to deal with you. And as soon as you apply an ego whenever you speak to people within the field, you need to understand that it will be a barrier between you and that individual. And it prevents from connecting with others. Because fundamentally, what your ego and your pride is projecting to them is that you are better, or that you perceive that you are right and that the other person is wrong. It doesn't matter what you know as fact or truth. Do not bring that into the field of dawah. Be compassionate. Be soft-hearted. Speak in a way that is best and have good manners when you speak to individuals. Another characteristic that is very, very important is that you should speak to people based on their level of understanding. Now, you won't walk up to a person that you know doesn't necessarily have a high education and use profound language with them or start talking to them about the intricacies of the Quran itself. You will speak to them in a way that is simplistic and easy to understand. For instance, once we look at the concept of God, there are two arguments that we are going to use to speak to people about the existence of God. The one is very intellectual, where we would break down the possibility for our existence. And the other one is rather simplistic, where we speak about the characteristics, the names and attributes of Allah. The final characteristic I would like to focus on within the du'at is that one should never go into the extremes. Refrain from and reject all forms of extremism and hate speech, both in your actions and the things that you say. And we know that our beloved Prophet also spoke about this, because he said that beware of extremism in religion, because the only thing that destroyed those before you was extremism in religion. So when you are out there in the field, be sure to share the message of peace and compassion with all of humanity and implement some of the things that you had learned today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please leave a like and share this message, and I look forward to seeing you at the next episode. All the best of blessings to you and your loved ones. Jazakallah khair.